Welcome to the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Let's get right to the most pressing headlines of the week. It's not about the right or the left, it's just about the truth. Let's do this. Hi there, everybody. Welcome to your weekend. So glad to be with you. And of course, thenewamerican.com. And there's so many wonderful pieces there right now that I find myself sharing with people, and sharing those links to these articles is so important. There's so many to even speak of right now because I'm sending them off to friends and family and saying, hey, look at this great reporting, thenewamerican.com. You're going to find some great, great concepts there. So look, we're looking at the headlines for the week, and I want to say that one of the overall issues that we have is the border. And the border is more of an invasion. And it's an invasion that is allowed. It is political. I should say politicized, not political, because the invasion of the border is an American problem, not a right or left problem. But it's being politicized. And of course, they're batting the ball back and forth like they always do. You know that the House could do what they needed to do. And having a right, having a Republican majority, of course, they can do what they need to do for the border. Isn't that why we get the win? But they're not. And we all know it. It's so obvious. It's ridiculous. And of course, batting the ball back and forth as to who can do it and who can't. Everybody knows Congress can do it right now. So I take our right to the task to say, why aren't you doing it then? Let's just show people what winning means when you win the majority. Because after this, I hope people aren't so enamored with the win. Oh, we've got to get the win. Oh, we're going to lose the House. We're going to gain the House. What does that matter if we don't do what we're supposed to do if we have the power to do it? Okay, so this illegal invasion of the border, it has brought up a two-way case that I've talked about, a Second Amendment case in Illinois. It's brought up, boy, all kinds of things. The shooting in New York, which is top headlines this week, a young officer cut down in his prime, and it's so sad, so unfortunate, and honestly, it's terrible, but it's shining a light on the fact that the news, the bought and paid for news, keep saying migrant, migrant, migrant. It's absolutely ridiculous. These people are illegally in our country. And you wonder why ICE won't just deport them. That's their job. I mean, they only have one job, right? We've talked about this. So they can do their one job and get these people out of our country, but they won't, because then you wouldn't have secondary charges and crime and things going on with these people if they've already violated the first law, and that was they came into the country illegally. So right then and there, they should be deported. We all know this. What's interesting now is that there was a piece out on the Daily Caller, and Burgess Owens, who happens to be from my state, congressman, you know him, big Super Bowl ring. I've interviewed him many times. He was actually talking about something that is very universal, very overall general to what's going on the border, and it's the different angle, and it's the angle that is not talked about in America very often. It's the Cloward-Piven strategy. Now, the Cloward-Piven strategy started in 1966, or I shouldn't say started. Well, I should say started, actually, because so many things started in the 60s that are affecting us now. But this was brought to us by two professors who are very lefty extremist. Did you guys notice how the media never says leftist extremist? Yeah. Just right extremist. Yeah. We got to love it. But these two leftists put forward 1966, and here are the four steps of the Cloward-Piven strategy. Number one, overload and break the welfare system. Number two, have chaos ensue. Okay. Number three, take control in the chaos. And number four, implement socialism and communism through government force. Now, we all know that their solution, number four, was already in the works long ago. But they have to create a situation to which they can bring their so-called solution. And their solution is, it's on steroids. It's a universal income for all. And so I know that in the last election, it was talked about by a Democratic candidate so much that he pretty much ran on it. And it was universal income for all. And everybody just kind of went, what in the world? I think even Democrats to some extent went, what? I don't want payments from the government. Not very often, but some Democrats. And then on the right, you had people going, yeah, that is not ever going to take place in America. That is such a far leftist, communist, globalist idea. No, thank you. So we started with FDR. Now, Hollywood loves FDR. They always want to promote FDR movies and talk about FDR. But in actuality, FDR brought in a significant amount of socialism, leading to communism in this country. And a lot of people at the time, because of the desperate situation we were in of the Depression, they just wanted help and they didn't care how they got it. And it honestly is one of our worst problems, because in desperation, we take on these government solutions that were already in the works, and we're ready to implement, ready to roll. And we wanted farm assistance, and we wanted this, and we wanted that. We wanted so much assistance, to the tune of, after that assistance went to the farmers, when somebody 30 years later that was over the Department of Agriculture went in to try to get some of this removed, realizing how socialistic, is that a word? Socialistic it was, that the farmers pelted them with tomatoes because they love their programs. This is how indoctrinated we get into the welfare system or into the government control system. So it's just a warning. But here we go with this Cloward Piven strategy, okay? And it's amazing, because at the time you had the Black Freedom Movement, you had Vietnam raging, you had the call for equal civil rights had peaked, you had the Jim Crow laws in the South by 1965, you had a lot of unrest, and there was a string of riots that they were trying to capitalize on in America and trying to exploit to try to get in this this Cloward Piven strategy. Which is kind of amazing when you think about it, because at the time it really didn't sell. Why is that? Because at the time, we Americans still were thinking, wait a minute, we are who we are because of our system, because we are able to come to this country, work hard, earn what you earn, and provide for your family. So this didn't take hold at the time, even with some of the violence going on, even with some of the things happening, it didn't take hold because it couldn't have, because our mindset. Now, you jump to today, 2024, and we have a different mindset. We have a mindset that's a lot more welcoming to these ideas, right? Now, what made that possible? Well, in the Daily Caller article, it talked about a couple of things. It said, look at the strategy now as they try to implement it now. And the policies aimed at defunding the police, right? So that you have more violence. You take in more violent criminals knowingly through the border. You have more violence. You have eliminating cash bail. You have locking down the economy under the guise of a pandemic response. This has all sown discord, okay? This has all built this up. And most people aren't talking about this. They don't realize how much more vulnerable we are to this strategy coming in, is because this is what they wanted. They wanted the encouragement of mass migration, the exasperation of the drug crisis, the weakening of national security. Of course, there's the bill in New York calling for, or the bill from the guy in New York calling for mass, and I mean mass, illegals to be then taken into our system, military and police, on a more federal level, so that we can change from within our military and our police forces across the country to people that aren't even citizens of this country. It's sickening, I know. But this situation now with Cloward Piven is so, well, let me just tell you, it's so much more sellable now to the American people as a response, as a solution. And I'll come back to this because there's so much more on this that I can expand on. Be right back on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. So glad you're joining me.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the New American Weekly with Kate Daly, just wrapping up your headlines for the week and the things that you need to know about. And of course, make sure that you text Birch Gold 989898. That's the phone number on your phone. You just text it into the number 989898. Okay. Then you just text my name as the message, K-A-T-E. And you're going to get free information on how to shore up your IRA, your savings, and your retirement. It's just hanging out there right now. It's very vulnerable to the digital currency coming in and how they do it. I'm not quite sure how they're going to do it, but they almost need a disaster. See, just like with the strategy I'm talking about, they always need a disaster and then they offer up their solution. So not sure how they're going to do it, but you do need to shore yourself up. And it's the only way you can do it. This is the only move you can make, is shore up everything that you have out there and in the bank with gold. And then it can fight inflation, deflation, it can fight uncertainty, it can fight everything, but you've got it there and it's free to do it. Oh my gosh, it's free. And so what you're going to get back is some free information. Peruse that. And I promise you, you need to at least look at this option. If not, share it with somebody else. It's a fantastic, Birch Gold is amazing. Ron Paul loves Birch Gold. Donald Trump Jr. actually loves Birch Gold too and works with Birch Gold. So just letting you know. Also, the War Room, Steve Bannon. I've been on the War Room. So shout out to him. So let me just say a couple more things about this and let me give you the week's headlines, okay? But this is an important thing because it's deliberate and they're dismantling the border so that they can have this huge influx of, you know, people would love to get free money, right? It's not exactly free. They print it and they steal it from us, not free. But what they're going to do then is change and from within who we are as a country. And what, you know, it's so interesting to me too, because if you go back into the journals of the 1800s, one journal really stuck out at me, and it was an Irishman, and he was talking to the people back home, and he said, sending a letter by ship, of course, and he said, it's hard here. He said, it's really, really hard, but you can buy some land here and you can make it what you want to make it. And so I'm telling you that you know what you can get in Ireland, but this is the dream of so much more. And that was in the 1800s and wrote that letter. And we have something here that's very special and they are ruining it any way they can. And I don't know if people realize that the COVID-19 thing was a big precursor to what happened. People got payments from the government when we shut down, right? So can we expect that again? Will they pull something like that again? Yeah, I do. I think so. Yes. Because it's a great part of the strategy that originated from 1966 was to have some sort of crisis and then have this ensue. And they want violence too. They want violence to bring out the universal income as well. And it will plummet our country. It will bury our country if we incorporate this. So just something to keep your eye on as far as strategy for that. Now, we had the big bridge collapse, and this was all over the news. It was all anyone could talk about in mainstream. But let me just tell you, in Farm Daily, they actually put something out that said, do people realize that this port, that this hub of ships coming in and out is the most important factor in agricultural equipment? And farming needs, farming aids, things like this, and that this is the hub for that. And the government, what the government said was, King Fraud-a-Lot, he said, Biden, he said, the government's going to pay for it. Well, why aren't they looking at insurance paying for that? These ships have insurance. Why aren't they looking at who the culprit is? Or it's almost like he just wanted to rush and say, oh, it's paid for by government. Don't look here. I think that the bridge, I think that this incident was actually more planned. I do. I think it was more manipulated. And I think that there were certain reasons. When you're talking supply chain, and all of a sudden, all these companies like Tyson are bringing you Petri dish meat. Ooh, yummy. Can't wait to break into that T-bone Petri dish meat, huh? So I think that with the advent of that, with Tyson making all of these, you know, announcements, different food companies going, you know, saying they're getting into the Petri dish meat, and obviously insect type meat, or insects as meat, I should say. We're going to see more and more of this. And was this certain thing that happened with this ship, people say that it just veered off and it was almost intentional. A lot of people are very suspicious of this. Now, it was called a black swan event, meaning a precursor or a nod to a bigger event. Could be very true. They might even come out and say it was hacked. Who knows? But the outcome is going to be that farming is restricted and that we need to look at that. So I wanted to bring that to your attention because I think there's more there with this incident. I really do. As things are coming out more. And, you know, all you have to do is go back and read online the Northwoods document. The Joint Chiefs of Staff back in 1962 had written out so many different things that the government was ready to plan and ready to implement in 1962, like things with ships and, shooting down a plane full of college students, or everything that they could do, and everything, all the bullet points were all designed to blame Cuba so that we could go to, you know, war with Cuba. And it's very telling about how the government plans things and what they do. They even went into huge amounts of detail about how to plan out something that would make it look like the military got into an altercation with Cuba. And they were even going to have mock funerals for mock victims. They were even going to say, they even said, hey, the pilots won't know really what's going on. They'll just think something's happening. And so their story will be truthful. But people in the know the whole story. Compartmentalization is what it is. But the pilots will just think that they were part of this thing happening, but we'll have people dressed up like Cubans. I mean, it's pretty sickening. It's pretty amazing. And now, 50 years later, you can actually look at that document now online, Northwoods document, and you can kind of see what our government's capable of. So yes, when things like this happen out of the blue that are very strange, I think one needs to wonder, or at least look into it a little bit. Might not work out that way, but we need to look into it. Also, I just wanted to mention, Candace Owens came out and called Brigitte Macron a man, and she had ample legs to look at this thing and say, yeah, she's a guy. She is the actual boy in their family pictures. The boy doesn't exist anymore. And she came out and said that. And what's amazing about it is she's no longer with the Daily Wire. So I thought that was kind of an interesting move, and sad, because she's an outspoken, wonderful voice. But the minute she dared say that what's right in front of our faces, and many people in France are saying, oh, my gosh, we've known this for years. Why are you Americans just figuring this out? The minute she comes out with a story and says, I'll stake my career on this, France, the man that is the head of France, is married to a woman who was a man. And oh, my gosh, she is gone. Right. And you know what? It's sad because you try to say what's so obvious right in front of our faces to the French. Very, very obvious. You try to say this, you try to bring people's attention to some truth, and poof, you're gone. It's a sad commentary in our time to think that we are living in a time when you cannot speak up. You just cannot. And I am so grateful for her voice, and I wish we had her on there. But if we can't, then okay, somewhere else. She'll land somewhere else. Be right back on the New American Weekly with Kate Daly.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
Hi there. Welcome back to the New American Weekly. Make sure and get the supplements that I know that you want. You want supplements that actually work. You want supplements that actually go into the body and absorb. Yes. Most everybody has like 2-3 drawerfuls of supplements. And let me just tell you, you should be taking them. I've done enough on the food supply. Oh, yes, you should be taking supplements. But it matters which kind, which ones. How are they made? ActivateFIQ.com actually absorb into the body. And I know this because I take them myself. So put in the code word Kate, and they have a new copper cream that's amazing. Just put it on your skin. You don't even have to swallow it. It's amazing. And then also their sleep one. They have a wonderful sleep one. That actually does not make you groggy the next day. You wake up alert. Love that. And then also they have glucose control. Glucose control you take right before you eat, and it can lower your blood sugars. And so if that's a problem for you, you're going to want that for sure. Natural products absorb into the body. They're made right. And there's about 80, 90 companies that make supplements that are worth talking about, but only a few I would ever order from because they have such a good absorption rate. And that's ActivateFIQ.com. And the code word for you is Kate to get the most savings. Always Kate, always my name. Really appreciate you tuned in today because there's so many different things that you need to know about this week, for sure. The FDA was required by the court to take down their posts on ivermectin. These are things that are happening with the FDA that the mainstream media, of course, is not talking about. But the fact that they have to take down these posts, my gosh, isn't that... They were saying, you know, do not take ivermectin. You can't trust it. All of these things. And the FDA out and out lied to everybody about ivermectin. Ivermectin is a really obvious one because it's been around since the 60s and it's had this amazing, amazing past where the side effects are almost nil. I mean, it's so wonderful. And it gets rid of parasites too, which is amazing. And, you know, we get sick because of toxins, because of bacteria, and because of parasites. And so that's the reasons we get sick. And so to get rid of parasites is an amazing thing. And also it can help with many, many things. But that was sort of its strong use, right, was parasites. But they're having to take down very quietly their postings where they lied. They 100% lied to all of us. And I just want to say that because it's the shot, the mRNA shot that they told us to go get, you know, is still on the shot list, the vaccine list, hasn't been taken off yet. I'm truly hoping that it is taken off because this shot should not be on there. And so we've come a couple of steps, people. We just need to fight a little harder to get to the conclusion of some of these lies that we were told. And we really need to work together to do that as a people. I firmly believe. You know, I went and spoke at a small group of homeschooling students, and it was so interesting to me. You could hear a pin drop when I told them how people got together in East Germany to oust communism. And it's a fascinating story because most people don't know about it. We're not taught about this in school ever, in public school, of course. And most people bypass it altogether, this story, or they don't know. But the people walked around the churches. This is how they solved the problem of communism in East Germany. This was the precursor to getting rid of it. Was they worked in small groups. Each small group of 10 had somebody in the group where they would branch out to another group, and that one person in that group would branch out to another group. So only one person of the 10 or 20 people would actually know who the other groups were, right? Or know at least one other group. But overall, They met in quiet. They met in under quiet circumstances, and they worked as a networking group that resulted in walking around the churches. They didn't go to the Capitol. They didn't go to the playground of the government. They walked around the churches and in droves, you know, 10,000 people walking around churches, just keep walking around, walking around. The government at that point could not control the heavy groups of people protesting quietly, silently, walking around the churches. And they knew that if they started firing bullets, you know, into the crowd, the optics weren't going to look very good. And it started the demise of communism in East Germany. It took the people doing it. It took quiet groups to get together. It took people being very smart about how they were going to do this. It took not being in the playground of the, here it would be the feds, right? But doing something that was quiet, silent, but yet so effective that it ended communism in East Germany years and years ago. And I look back on that fondly. When I told that story to these students, you could hear a pin drop. I mean, they were entranced by that story because number one, it invokes a lot of hope for you and I that as we get together and we fight these things and we've awoken to the situations at hand and we realize what's happening in this country, that we work together to solve the problem. Not one person will save us. The office of the presidency isn't going to save us. We are going to have to save ourselves just like we did in 1776. And I do think God provides some miracles along the way, but he's not going to do all the work. A lot of people get on their knees and just kind of ask God to save the country. Well, he can't do that. So we have to be able to, as people, figure out, get smarter and figure out how we're going to do it as a group, because so far we're not doing that. And the thing that they're most afraid of is that we rise in power as people and we don't accept their garbage anymore and we rise as people. I was reading the comments on the White House webpage of all things. It was really, really funny. I was reading these comments because I wanted to share this on the air. And the White House came out and they said 180 House Republicans just proposed a budget that would raise Social Security retirement age and slash Medicare, all to cut taxes for the wealthy. I don't know if that's exactly true, but okay. And then President Biden has a different plan, protect Social Security and Medicare and make the wealthy pay their fair share. You should have seen the comments on this. 99% of the comments on the Facebook page for the White House, let's go Brandon, just another day of lying for Biden. He's always spewing lies. I think he has it twisted. Politics, just do the opposite of what the group does all the time. Show me this vote. How can we stop giving billions to other countries? There's an idea. I believe nothing the government says. Stop giving the wealthy the room to maneuver around the taxes and they will pay their fair share. It isn't the wealthy paying for their fair share. He's raising taxes on everyone. I mean, on and on and on. How about starting with cutting salaries in Congress? Let's go, Brandon, a gazillion times. You guys, the swell around the country is that they can't stand what's happening. Okay. So remember that when they show you that Democrats are winning in these races and that it's really strange in Alabama, who has been Republican since 1980, and all of a sudden you see a Democrat win. Why is that? It makes no sense, right? They have been considerably Republican, considerably conservative in Alabama since 1980. It's not changed. And all of a sudden, Democrats are sliding in. Well, I don't believe that. I actually don't believe that. And the reasons they gave were very lame, very dumb. And they just said, oh, they just scared them with abortion. No, there's no way. There is no way that you had droves of people going in and casting votes in that way. The temperature of the country is they are well aware of how they are being scammed right now. So don't let that fool us, right? Be right back on The New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed. put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The New American Weekly. Go to thenewamericanweekly.com. You're going to love it. You are. And they've got some wonderful podcasts there, wonderful journalists and writings. They wrote a great piece. Selma Duke wrote a great piece about TV experts, or not just TV experts, but experts in general, and pointed out how, you know, the Supreme Court would be considered experts in the Constitution. But look at the fact that it's 5-4, or, you know, you have the different, half get it, half don't, half, you know, half feel this way or interpret this way, half feel the other way. And this is with what you would think were the height of the expertise of the Constitution. They still don't agree on the interpretation. And so what makes an expert? It's a wonderful piece. Also a great piece on 2A, on the Second Amendment. So I'd go check it out. Okay. There's so many things. So there's a lot of news. And Kate Middleton came out and said she had cancer. And I want to share with you the first feeling I had. The first feeling I had when I saw the Kate Middleton story that she had disappeared for 2 months. This is quite, almost 3 months, actually. It's an unusual story, right? And it got a lot of people going, what in the world's going on here? What in the world's happening? So I understand that. But my first gut feeling truly was, is this sort of a red herring story where you're given kind of a clue or a piece of information and then people get all up in arms about it? And then at the end of that, you have the person coming out going, oh, well, I have cancer. Okay, so all you guys thought all these things, but I actually have cancer. Don't know why she didn't come out sooner with that message, especially when people for the last 2 months were going, hey, where is Kate Middleton? She went in for abdominal surgery and nobody saw her since like the end of Christmas, Christmas vacation. So my gut was, is that I think they might be trying to show that, oh, look, see, these crazy conspiracy theorists out there jumped to all these conclusions and they're insane. And that this is why the government needs to come in and control the internet or control these kinds of thoughts. It was just a thought of mine. And then she comes out and says she has cancer, and then trying to make people look like kind of silly that they were speculating on what happened to her. Of course, sad news. On the other hand, was it utilized for other purposes, like what I just said? I don't know. But it was a thought I had, and I've got to learn never to dismiss those kinds of thoughts, because something's kind of wonky, right? You got to admit, something's a little strange with that. They waited a long time and endured a lot of speculation before they just came out and said what was going on. So just a thought. That we need to be really careful. They're utilizing this against people who have legitimate questions or who have the ability to critically think about their government and ask the right questions. Another one on the wheel of fear, was Dang Fever. Dang Fever is coming back. All I can picture in my mind right now is Robin Williams, Da-Nang Me. Anyway, in the Vietnam movie, talking about this. But the Dang Fever, it's interesting how they keep spinning these stories with mosquitoes and with everything else. New Wheel of Fear. They try to keep us in a perpetual state of fear 24/7. Same with ISIS-K. Not just ISIS. ISIS-K. I mean, give me a break, right? Okay, ISIS to begin with was just really popping up in the Obama years. And as soon as Obama leaves office, ISIS just quietly goes away. Strange. And then remember, in the year 2020, when everyone was locked down, terrorism didn't seem to come out of the woodwork anywhere and shine its lovely head on anything. Remember that, because when the nation was locked down, wouldn't that be a perfect time to terrorize if you really have terrorist groups? Just critically thinking about that. Well, we didn't, because I think a lot of these terrorist groups are certainly made by intelligence forces, our government, other governments combined. And ISIS just seemed to have these matching tennis shoes and matching outfits and Toyota trucks. Gee, where'd they get them? And so it was a really strange sort of sudden group that pops up and calls themselves ISIS. Well, now it's ISIS-K, and they do some sort of attack on a concert hall in Moscow. I actually don't believe the story. I really don't. Reuters came out, and it was just like, yes, anonymous people are saying in intelligence, anonymous this, anonymous that. I'm sorry, but the presence of ISIS-K, what it does is it keeps our minds off of the shots, off of the damage those shots have done to around the world, to humans everywhere, and their health, and keeps us thinking ISIS is going to get us. Now, in those years, I was on the air, and ISIS as well, and ISIS was going to get us, and they were going to come into every city, and they were going to annihilate us. That was the story back then. They're trying for those stories again. And the reason they try for those stories here in America is it's a great precursor to, we need to spy on you more. We need to put in place more regulations. We need to now do a TSA pat down for a train or a subway. We need to bring on all of these things, National Guard, right? National Guard, we need to expand the forces so that you get used to being in a military zone all the time. That's what they're doing. And so the whole ISIS-K thing is so ridiculous, because they think, oh, people will recognize ISIS-K because ISIS was out to get us. And so now they're going to be afraid of ISIS-K on steroids. I mean, I can't even think of like a bigger lie than this, but okay. Same thing with the Pentagon now. The Pentagon came out with, hey, gee, we want to put special forces on the Gaza Strip. Why? Do you know how much money we give Israel every single year to do the very that very thing? I mean, this is ridiculous. Put U.S. forces on the Gaza Strip? Why in the world would you do that? We are doing a lot of things with intelligence and a lot of things to keep the wheel of fear spinning around the world right now and in the United States for a reason. And I think that we have to be responsible enough or smart enough to pay attention to all of the different things that they're doing. You know, one of the things that came out this week that no one's really talking about is the latest study of pot smokers now are going to die of heart attacks because of pot. No, people are dying from sudden heart attacks at strange ages with absolutely nothing else going on in their health due to the shots people have been taking. And I don't think that we should masquerade that anymore. And every week there's a new article describing a new basis of heart attacks for what said thing, right? Oh, here's the reason you have more heart attacks. Oh, here's the reason you have more heart attacks. So think back into the past and even go far back, like Native Americans using pot, like far, far, far back, okay? Tell me how many heart attacks have taken place. And now all of a sudden in 2024 and 2023, heart attacks are taking place due to pot smoking? Really? I don't think so. Just all of a sudden, the only thing that's changed is that people all were ushered in and bribed with donuts, right, to go get shots. I think I go with that correlation, not the fact that just sudden pot smoking across the country. And I'm not for pot smoking. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm not for that, nor do I engage in it. But I can see the lie. I mean, it's not hard. What else, right? Tying your shoelaces is going to give us heart attacks. Wearing a bow on your head is going to give you a heart attack. I mean, they are stretching it, and they're desperate to explain the health crisis here in America and around the world. So keep your eye on that, too. I mean, there's so many crazy things, but keep your eye on that. It's just bizarre how many things they're coming up with right now. I can't express that enough. And we have to be more vigilant in what we're doing. And you know, honestly, it's paying attention to a lot of different voices. General Flynn, I don't know why he would do this. Well, I can speculate, but calling for one world religion. I mean, why would you do that? That's the last thing you'd ever call for. If you love this Constitution and you love this country, the last thing you would say is everybody be the same. That's a very communistic thing, okay? And I would definitely say that we need to realize what we're up against here, that we need to understand that lots of people are going to say a lot of things, and we have to decipher between what's being said. That's going to be very, very important coming up as we delve into our future. There's just so many things. And Congress getting away with the omnibus bill again and then saying that the omnibus bill is something that, you know, it's very, very important. And we just had to vote for it just to get the one thing we wanted. You're going to hear that from congressmen everywhere. And as an excuse for voting on an omnibus bill. Have you noticed that nobody puts forth a bill to end omnibus bills? Yeah. Ask yourself that question. And then you get a great answer of they don't want to. That's the sad part. Anyway, I'm just so grateful that you tuned in. Of course, the New American Weekly with Kate Daly. Great to be with you. TheNewAmerican.com.